Dark State by Charles Stross. Read for you by Kate Redding. Rita Douglas's head was spinning. It had been scarcely 28 hours since her reconnaissance mission to the timeline codenamed Black Rain had gone spectacularly bad, culminating in her capture and interrogation by the National Transport Police in the city of Iron Gate, near Philadelphia, in Timeline 2. The detention of a world walker from the United States had ignited a firestorm of political maneuvering in the Commonwealth as different agencies vied to capture her. Then the enigmatic Miss Thorold of the DPR had shown up in Iron Gate with a warrant and a helicopter to spirit her away to a secret meeting in the Capitol with a very senior politician, a woman who claimed to be her birth mother, which ended badly. But now they were letting her go. It seemed almost too good to be true. In the outer office, they gave Rita a leather shoulder bag to hold the diplomatic letters and a DNA sample to prove the identity of her high-ranking contact. Then Inspector Morgan and Miss Thorold, her wheelchair pushed by her bodyguard, escorted Rita back out to the helicopter-like aircraft waiting on the pad behind the ministerial palace. There were no handcuffs or blindfolds this time. None were needed, for she was going home. She ought to have been happy, or at least relieved. Instead of facing further interrogation, she was going home to report to Colonel Smith. Instead of being buried in a prison cell, she'd be able to sleep in her own bed, or her girlfriend Angie's. She should have been happy, but instead her stomach was a pit of curdled despair. I fucked that up brilliantly, didn't I? The look on the evil queen's face when she said, "I was younger than you are now," was going to haunt her dreams. The guard helped Miss Thorold into the seat beside Rita. Rita accepted a headset as the aircraft screamed into mechanical life, small jets howling at the tips of each rotor blade. As they lurched into the air, she felt so mortified she half wished the Gyrodyne would crash. The moment passed. Then, a minute later, Miss Thorold poked her sharply in the fleshy part of her upper arm and spoke through her earphones. "Well done, kid. Very well done. I hope you're proud of yourself." "Proud of what?" Rita said defensively. She wrapped her arms around the shoulder bag. "You set me up. You set us both up. And it's true. She put me up for adoption. She abandoned me." "I see we have some issues to work through here." Olga gave her a critical look. She was 23. "Had it occurred to you that it might not have been a decision she made on her own? I'd tell you to ask her mother, but Iris died 14 years ago." "My grand—" Rita made a fist of her left hand and jammed it against her lips to hold back the scream of frustrated anger she could feel building inside her.